we want to welcome you to the first podcast for November 2007, the holiday shopping season for News for Gamers Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise known as Broke-Ass Motherfuckers Radio.
Otherwise known as You Ain't Got No Motherfucking Money This Week. But in the studio this week, we have the trio of terror. We have Gayson.
Wow.
I was going for two words.
Oh, my God.
I was going for two words there.
If he was wearing that Naruto armband, you could call him Gayson.
That's true. We have Jason Gambrell, the Gambus Khan.
Okay, yeah.
You feel better about that?
Yeah. I like it when my name's not Gayson.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. Also with us, we have the Wombat, Ryan Womble. I can't talk today.
Man, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Don't know.
I can't
talk
today.
The Wombat, Ryan Wombold. How you doing?
The time change is screwing with my head this morning.
Gotcha.
And all the games I'm trying to play at the same time.
And I've been up all night.
Some of our overseas listeners may not know about the time change.
This is true. They're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, well, to keep it simple, basically at 2 o'clock in the morning, it became 1 o'clock once again. So time went backwards.
That was funny because I was up last night, like, watching TV, and I was like, man, it's 12:30, I should go to bed. Hour later, I'm like, wow, it's only 1 o'clock. It feels like, what happened?
Yeah, my cell phone changed in the middle of the night, so the clock next to my bed said 3, and the clock on my cell phone said 2, and it messed with my head for a second. I'm like, what?
Your cell phone changed automatically?
Yeah, by itself.
You see, I actually had to go into the menu and manually change it.
Yeah. It's time to upgrade your cell phone.
Yeah, and my cell phone is an entire, like, year old.
I know. Mine is too, actually.
It's like, oh my,
oh my God, you're out of date. Cell phones only have a shelf life of about 6 hours.
Right.
Yeah, it's like once you buy it, it's like,
it's already obsolete.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
I feel like we're old people talking about technology.
Yeah, we're like, back in my day, whenever you bought
this
a new
piece
of technology.
This is how my grandma talks about computers.
Yeah, grandpa.
This is supposed to be a hip and exciting, well, this is supposed to be a gaming podcast.
That's true.
And we're talking about technology like we're old people.
Yeah, we're talking.
Well, you know, video games are starting to really build up on cell phones. So
they are.
Yes, and I read in a technology magazine, and this is a cool quote right here. To understand the video game industry is to understand the future of technology and entertainment.
Wow.
That's pretty bold.
That sounds like something a press agent would say.
Yeah.
That sounds like something you would hear at E3.
Yeah.
Or E for All.
Maybe you should be the new Peter Moore.
Maybe you should be.
Ooh.
All right.
By golly.
I'm cool. All right. Let's get
I got Halo 4 tattooed on my buttocks.
Wow.
Oh, jeez, this podcast went to crap.
If ever anybody's going to think you're high, it's this week.
This week, definitely.
Okay.
But anyway, we're going to move into what you're playing, because this is a video game podcast.
Hey, it's what's fondling your console.
So, we'll give you time to collect your thoughts, and we'll start with the Wombat.
Oh, man. Why do I feel like my list is exactly the same every week? Probably because it is. Let's see, what have I been playing most of this week? I did play a little bit of Halo. I played, what did I play? I downloaded the Need for Speed demo, but I haven't quite had a chance to play it yet.
Well,
so
you know,
we'll see if it's any good. I downloaded also Seen It. Also haven't had a chance to play that, but
I heard it was really
good. I imagine that it'll probably be pretty fun.
It's really good, but it's one of those games that like only one of your friends needs to buy.
Right.
You know, because it comes with 4 controllers.
Right.
So we have the Boogeyman buying it, so
there you go.
We don't have to buy it.
The Boogeyman.
So, but this is what's fondling your console, not what are you downloading on your console. So I've been playing, I played a little more Siphon Filter on PSP, and I played Disgaea, Afternoon of Darkness.
It's the Afternoon of Darkness.
To review for ZT Game Domain. It's very, very good. It's very, very good. It's there's some issues with the camera, but other than that, it's very solid. If you played the PS2 original, which I did not, I understand that it's pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah, it is.
But there's some new stuff in it. There's an entirely new story in it that revolves around the second character. It's very, very good. So look for my review on ZTGameDomain.com.
Hopefully this week.
Hopefully this week. So, and I mean, really, other than that, and two worlds.
So two worlds every week.
Every week.
Two worlds.
I can't help it, man. It sucks an ass, but I like it.
It sucks, but,
but it's better than the Burger King games.
But it's better than the Burger King games.
Yeah, you got that right.
So, but that's about it, really. I really haven't had a whole lot of time to play anything but this guy and two worlds this week. And Halo a little bit.
A little bit more Halo.
A little bit more Halo.
Which is funny because that is the only thing that I haven't played, was Halo. And it's ridiculous because I really want to play Halo, and it's just like, we'll move on to Mr. Khan now that you've put your reefer away.
Yeah, now that I'm quasi-sane. Okay. I must say that a couple days ago, a tragedy of epic proportions occurred.
I don't really think it's a tragedy. I think it's more of like a, you know,
it's something you come to expect at this point.
You come to expect it at this point.
Yeah. I'll just put it to you this way. I heard a ring at my door, right? And I went over and I answered the door. And it was the freaking Grim Reaper, man. I mean, the freaking skull, the whole cloak, the scythe, everything. And I was just like, okay, buddy, Halloween was like a couple days ago, and he was like, actually, I'm on a job. And I'm like, really? Oh, crap, I'm not going to die, am I? And he's like, no, not you. Take me to your bedroom. No, I'm not that kind of guy, you know what I'm saying? So...
Wow, this story is just...
So he's like...
I'm fascinated. Oh,
he's like, okay, I'll go there myself. And he just like freaking flew through the wall. He like materialized. And I was like, okay, so this guy's...
Grim Reaper.
Yeah, he's the Grim Reaper.
He's pretty much like the 800-pound gorilla. He can do whatever he wants.
True that.
I thought it was a guy in a costume, but he just like went through my wall. And I'm like, oh, crap. What does he want? So I went into my room... And there he was holding my freaking 360. And I'm like, let me guess. The Red Rings of Death. And he's like, Biko! And I'm like, oh, crap.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the
so
most...
So long story short,
your Xbox
your 360 ringed on you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's glowing red with anger and death.
So you can try the towel trick?
No, I don't want to catch my house on fire.
Well, that's a risk.
This is very true.
It's a risk.
Before your Xbox died, what was fondling your consoles?
The very last thing that was fondling that particular console was...
The Grim Reaper.
Yeah, before the Grim Reaper was Virtual Fighter 5. And I was playing the game, and it started freezing up on me. And
did you play it online at all? Because that's like the whole point. I mean, even the box is called Virtual Fighter 5 online.
I played one match online, and I beat my opponent. So,
you have 100% win ratio.
Yes, I do. Even though I've also played the computer, I was up to like I think my 16th computer match, and I still had 100% win ratio.
Did you experience any lag online?
The only part that I thought was lagging was, like, the intro. But then when I thought about it, I was like, well, he probably just skipped the intro. And that's probably the reason why it almost seemed like it skipped a few frames.
But during the battle, you didn't experience any?
The battle was smooth, man. When I was playing against him, it was smooth.
Virtua Fighter either works or it doesn't. And you can get into a match that's really smooth, or you can get into a match that's really laggy. What I don't like is the connection issues already. Like, trying to get into a match.
Yeah.
You'll find somebody, and then you'll click it, and it'll say, session no longer available.
Yeah, there was a friend of mine who had the game, and he was trying to get me to play against him, and I couldn't. I ended up fighting some other random person.
Yeah.
But it's a good game. I really like it.
It's the same as it was on PS3, except it has online now, which is huge.
Yeah, right.
And there's a lot more items in the quest mode and stuff. And I mean, if you've never played it, it's worth getting. Unless you're a hardcore online fan and you already own it, there's no reason to buy it. The online is good. It's not great, but it's there.
Right. It's probably some of the best online for a fighting game.
It's
there,
which is better than nothing.
Yeah, and there's no reason for a game not to have it anymore.
No.
Virtua Fighter has it. Every fighting game should have it.
Yeah.
So.
And I think pretty much every fighting game will have it from now on.
It better.
Yeah. I mean, it's a given nowadays.
Well, yeah. It should have never been a question.
Right.
Yeah.
Ever since Mortal Kombat did it, it's never been a question.
Exactly. If Mortal Kombat can do it, anybody can.
True this.
True that. True that. The other game I was playing on my 360 before it met its maker, or about to meet its maker, is Naruto Rise of a Ninja. And I really liked it. It kind of reminds me of a mixture of Crackdown, Shinmu, and a fighting game.
It really gave you a Crackdown vibe?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
Because I played it quite a bit, and I don't get that vibe. I get more, I don't know.
It's more of a grounded, like if you can think of Crackdown, like in the first couple hours of gameplay.
Yeah, because the jumping kind of, the only thing that bothers me about Naruto is the control. It's very weird.
It is.
It's like real, it's like almost sluggish. It's kind of hard to time your jumps and precise jumps and things, and that kind of body. The fighting part of it is really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's like it has a fighting game in with an action game. That's the Shenmue reference I get.
Yeah.
It's very much like that. It's good. It's pretty. I really like the art style of it.
Oh, yeah.
I hate the show. I freaking hate the show.
Thing is, I like the show, but I'm not a hardcore fanboy. Here's the thing about Naruto that sucks. The thing that sucks about Naruto is the fanboys.
I'll give you a sneak peek. Professor Chaos, Terrence Johnson, reviewed it. I have his review. It's going up tomorrow. He gave it a 9.
I was thinking that if I was reviewing it, I would give it somewhere between 8.5 and a 9. I would give it something like what I think EGM gave it, like maybe I think it was like an 8.6 or 8.7.
Well, they only give in 0.5s.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw an 8.7 somewhere.
It might have been IGN.
That'd probably be about the score I would give it. I mean, it's a solid game. It's not perfect. It's got some camera issues. The controls are, like Zero said, are kind of sluggish. But other than that, it's a pretty solid, pretty fun title. The layout of the city, how they made the city from the anime is really cool. The how they integrate, doing like mini quests is pretty neat. And
it's worth mentioning, though, that if you're not a fan of anime, you're probably going to think it's really stupid.
Yeah,
because
that's
the
true.
Dialogue is very...
Yeah, the dialogue is...
Hey, Naruto, did you fight this guy? Come over here, I'm going to show you this move. Da-da-da-da!
Nice.
Hey, did you learn the sexy jutsu?
No, I haven't learned the sexy jutsu yet.
It's pretty cool. It's the it's Naruto's move where he turns into a scantily clad woman.
All right, so we got some transvestite action going on.
Yeah.
This anime game.
It's pretty funny, too. It's pretty humorous.
You just like looking at anime women.
Man, why do you have to go there? but those were the two main 360 games I was playing, that and Portal, which, by the way, I got to the second to the last stage. I got to stage number 18, and I was going to play through it, and, you know, certain things happen.
Ringed out.
It got ringed out.
It's like Virtua Fighter. You got to ring out.
Yeah. Ring out! But other than that, I've been playing PSP for the past couple days. I got past Count Dracula and Dracula X, the Rondo of Blood remake.
Do you know this could be spoiler alert? People might not know that Dracula's in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Game. Dracula's in Dracula X? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Spoiling it.
Yeah, and if anybody's ever played Symphony of Night, the beginning of the game is basically the end of Rondo.
That's
Blood.
What, and right. I want to go off on this little tangent real quick. I'm cracking up because the 1UP show did a Mario Galaxy feature this weekend, and everybody was like, I don't want to see any spoilers. I'm like,
it's Mario.
It's fucking Mario. He's going to fight Bowser, and he's going to save the princess. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What kind of spoilers are there?
This might be a spoiler, but did you hear about the unlockable in Mario Galaxy?
What is it? Uh-oh, spoiler alert.
In case you don't want to know what the unlockable is once you complete the game and collect everything, you can, you know, turn your volume down now. You can play as Luigi.
Well, I knew he was in the game.
And he runs faster and jumps higher than Mario, but has trouble stopping when he's running.
Oh, so...
Does he have a vacuum cleaner?
He does not.
I'm not playing this game.
But, So that makes sense because Luigi in Mario 2, he jumped further and higher than Mario, but he was his control
when he tried
was like
stop.
All completely whacked. Yeah, you know
Luigi's whack, yo.
He's so there whacked. You go, Luigi in Mario Galaxy.
You can turn it back up now
if you want to get your Luigi on.
Okay, now you can
now you can turn it back. They couldn't hear you say you could turn it back up.
Yeah, but I beat Dracula at the end of Rondo Blood, but here's the thing. I was thinking, oh, great, it's going to unlock Symphony of Night now. No. I have to rescue all the hidden maidens.
I hate you. That's really one thing I hate about games nowadays is, like, they give you all these cool features that you can unlock.
Yeah.
I paid $60 for this goddamn... I mean, for any, like, next-gen console game. I paid $60 for this damn game. I should be able to do whatever I want, whenever I want.
By God.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
well, but then you have people bitching about there being no unlockables.
Well, make unlockables some, like, extra
some
stuff.
Some surprise.
Yeah, something that you don't know about.
Something well hidden.
Don't give me a game and say, well, there's this in there, like Ninja Gaiden.
Right.
Like, when I played Ninja Gaiden on Xbox, like, Ninja Gaiden 1 and 2 are in here. But you gotta collect all these little fucking scarabs. You know what? I'm not gonna collect all that shit.
Yeah.
Screw that.
I'll go play them on NES.
That is whack.
That's whack, dog. This is turning into an Ebonics podcast or something. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what's going on. So what else are you playing?
That's it.
That's it? God, for being like the huge holiday season, there's not a whole lot going on, huh?
Well, that's going to change next week.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Not next week, but the week after.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which we'll talk about that here in a little bit.
No, it's next week.
What's next week? It's Fear Files.
A week from today.
Well next week
a week from when you listen to this podcast.
You'll be excited about that.
Right. It'll be coming out in a couple of days.
But we won't be talking about it on the next podcast.
No,
it's not
won't
like
we'll
be talking about some Assassin's
podcast.
Creed or anything.
No.
All right. I guess I'll go on to mine. We already covered Virtua Fighter. I've been playing the Simpsons game, which it's not really a good game. I mean, it's a good game.
Yeah.
But if you're a fan of the Simpsons, it's a great game. It's the best Simpsons episode in, like, 10 years.
Yeah, but you know what? Who's going to buy it if they're not a Simpsons fan?
You shouldn't. If you buy this game and you're not a Simpsons fan, you deserve to be disappointed. You really do. Because, I mean, if you're a Simpsons fan, you're going to love it. You're going to love every minute of it. But if you're not a Simpsons fan, you're just going to be like, well, this is not a very good game. I mean, it's okay, but it ain't no $60 game. So, I love all the little things in it.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty funny.
Oh, it's very funny.
I was watching you playing it, and I was just like, man, that's pretty
I mean,
hilarious.
Just the little, like, I mean, even EA taking stabs at themselves. Like, in one of the levels, there's a giant, like, where they make video games.
Uh-huh.
Like, you see this meter, and it says EA on it. And it says innovation, creativity, and something else, and all the meters are at zero. And they're pumping out a game.
Nice.
There's the marketing department. And then at the end of the level, you fight, like, Donkey Kong.
Nice.
And it's freaking awesome. And when he goes down the lava, he sticks his thumb up like Arnold Schwarzenegger. So there's just so many little things that you see in this game.
That is awesome. Oh, crap. You should have said spoiler alert.
You should have said spoiler alert.
It's the fucking Simpsons game. What am I going to spoil? There's
spoiler.
No storyline there. It's just a little thing, like the sequel Stop Store. And the logo looks exactly like GameStop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... Oh, I love so many of the little in-jokes. Hilarious. I've also been playing Time Shift.
What do you think?
I picked it up because I had some extra credit when I traded in some games. I started playing it. I really kind of like it.
Really?
I mean, it's hard to describe like why I like it. I mean, because as anybody who knows me knows, I've probably played through like 10 first-person shooters in the last like 6 months, and that's just an overload. And I saw Time Shift and Jericho coming out, and I'm like, damn, two more first-person shooters. And then Time Shift, I just happen to have the extra credit. I'm like, well, I was debating what I should get, so I got it. It's really pretty, and I love the time things. And then people are complaining, they're like, oh, you don't have control over it. Yeah, you do. All you gotta do is hold down the bumper, and then you can choose what which one you want to do. You want to pause time, you want to slow down time, or you want to rewind time. And just little things like, I love stopping time, running up, taking a guy's weapon from him, and then letting time come back up, and he's like, what just happened? It's just, it's awesome when you do that. And like when they, and then here's another cool thing, is like when they stick you with a grenade, like they have like sticky grenades,
uh-huh.
you can stop time and walk away, and the grenade comes off of you.
Oh, wow, that's so awesome.
So like, you know, you throw the grenade on somebody, and they throw it on you, and you're like, whoosh, so you hit the button, and then the grenade's just there.
So, that's,
I mean,
cool.
It's just so many little things, like you can literally like, like, say you shoot a barrel off of a ledge,
uh-huh.
walk up and stand on the barrel, rewind time, and you will go up with the barrel up onto the ledge.
Oh, wow.
It's just these little things. It's these little things that you can do in the game.
Hmm.
I mean, if it didn't have that, it's just another first-person shooter.
Yeah.
But with those time things, it's really cool. I don't say go out and buy it, you know, for $60 unless you're a huge FPS fan, but it is really good if you can get into it. So.
Hmm.
Also playing, God, if I don't have enough shit to play, also got Jericho, funny enough.
Jericho, Jericho.
And while it's not the greatest game on the planet, I really think it's getting a bad reputation with these threes and fives. Threes and fives should be reserved for games that are just terrible.
Right.
And Jericho is not terrible. It's not great. I mean, if you don't like first-person shooters, you're not going to like it. Even if you like first-person shooters, you might still not like it.
Yeah, it's like, it's like if a game's not great, it's like, oh, it's not great. Oh, let's give it a 3.5.
It's
right. The game reviewers, for some reason anymore, seem to have forgotten that there's numbers like 5 and 6.
Yeah, they're very
Everybody like either, like, 7 or 7.5 has become average.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2 and 3 is not good.
Yeah.
There's no 5 or 6 anymore, it
no,
seems
there's
like.
No 5 or 6s anymore, and it's just, it's insane. And that's kind of why I like EGM, because they will hand out 5s.
Right.
4s and 5s.
Yeah.
And people look at that and they go, oh my God, that's a terrible score. I'm like, no, it's average.
Average,
if you
right.
like that kind of game, you'll like it. I mean, they may not have said it was the greatest thing since sliced bread, which is what Jericho is. It's got a lot of problems. The quick time events with the button presses suck. They're terrible. They're too fast. They come up on screen, you fail. Like, immediately.
Hmm.
The squad commands are pretty bad. The AI is terrible.
Nice.
It's really dark. It's hard to see anything. I mean, I don't hate it, but at the same time, I'm not going to tell anybody to go out and buy it. There's no multiplayer, and I've heard it's only like 5 or 6 hours long. So, I really kind of picked it up on a whim. Because I like the idea of it. The character designs and the storyline, which...
Yeah.
Is one thing I will say about that game. That's one of the coolest storylines I've seen in a long time. It's told poorly. Like, the dialogue is terrible. It's
right.
Like, overuse of profanity and just...
Oh, nice.
And they had to make, like, two of the chicks on the team lesbians or something.
Well, of course.
Just to kind of appeal to people. And I,
yeah,
and I,
get that M rating, that yeah, hardcore edge.
I don't,
know?
But I love the story. I mean, do you have any idea what the story is about? It's not really a spoiler, because it's the intro of the game. It's
spoiler alert!
It's basically about God's firstborn. The first thing he created, which had no sex, before he created Adam and Eve. It's like a story like that.
Yeah, it's a pre-Adamite.
Yeah, and it was just this being, and in the game, this being is trying to get out, and you part of Jericho, which is like basically a military witch. Like, everybody on your team is like a witch. And your job is to go in and stop this creature from escaping. And at the beginning of the game, the main character dies, and that's the gameplay mechanic, is that he can switch between each person by possessing them.
Oh,
it's a
nice.
Really good story.
It's a good idea.
And, I mean, that's really why I'm going to play through it, but the game itself is kind of But the story is excellent. They should make a movie out of that.
Yeah.
And the creature designs are freaking
nightmarish.
Nasty.
Well, it's Clive
yeah.
Barker.
It's Clive
so.
Barker. I mean, like, there's levels in the first part of the game where it's just like walls and floors of blood and dead bodies, and like when you die, like, these flies come around your face and stuff.
Huh.
It doesn't do anything great, but the story is just, it's a great story. Poorly told, but it's a great story.
Hmm. Quite intriguing. It looks like a purchase for the $30 bin.
$20 to $30, I'd say. You'd get your money's worth, or rent it.
Yeah.
I mean. And I think, well, obviously I'm still playing Guitar Hero like
right.
a madman. I mean, I played it all day yesterday, literally from like 2 p.m. till 12 a.m.
Jeez.
I play Guitar Hero. I beat it like 3 times now. I can't beat it on hard.
Oh, yeah?
I can't. I'd beat every song except for Raining Blood, and then yesterday me and my fiance teamed up and kind of beat it because she did a part I couldn't do and I did the rest of the song.
Right.
And then I get to the boss battle with Lou. I can't beat him on hard. I just
with
can't.
With who?
Lou, the devil.
Oh,
that's
nice.
the last character that you boss battle with, and you play Devil Went Down to Georgia, gotcha. The metal version.
Oh, that's an awesome song.
Oh, and you should have been here last night. We played Through the Fire and the Flames.
Really?
I played on hard, and Killer Wolverine played on easy. There were 3,700 and some odd notes in it, and he only got like about 1,000 of them.
Wow.
On easy. On easy, there's over 1,000 notes.
Wow. That's crazy.
And you should see the note chart on through. It makes Jordan look like... What makes it look like a song on easy.
That's crazy.
Jeez.
And that's on hard. I fail at 0% on expert.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, fail at 0%.
That's ridiculous. But you know there's going to be a video on YouTube of some kid in, you know, 2 days that beats it 100%.
Oh, I've got friends on my friends list that have already beat it on expert. There's an achievement for beating it on expert.
Yeah, there's going to be a video of, like, some dude playing it with his nose.
Well, there's a video of some chubby kid on YouTube that shows you how to do the tapping.
Chubby little guy.
And he taps the entire intro on expert.
That's crazy.
Without ever... He strums once and then taps the entire intro.
That's crazy.
And I'm just like, how long did it take you to learn that? That's insane.
That is insane.
But it's really fun to play, but I... myself have somebody with me in co-op. To carry the parts that I can't do.
Right.
But it's so much fun. It's so fast. Like, literally, when you know the song, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you get to the part where it's like, dun, and it stops and it's kind of slow and he's singing.
Uh-huh.
I had to stop there and take a breath because I was moving so fast during the solo. There's literally three solos back to back.
That's nuts.
There's two guitarists. One of them plays a solo, then the other one plays a solo, and then the other one plays a solo. It's a 7.5-minute song.
That's ridiculous.
But it is so much fun to play. So much fun to play.
That's ridiculous.
So can you complete it on normal?
I haven't tried it on medium yet.
On medium?
I haven't tried it. I played it on hard, and I failed at like 74% during one of the solos.
Wow.
You got to play it on easy, man.
On easy, there's 1,000 notes.
Dang.
Hey,
well, you've never seen a song in Guitar Hero with 1,000 notes on easy. Most of them have like 150.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1,000 notes on easy.
That's
easy.
Nuts. It's nuts.
But the Guitar Hero is the bomb.
While we're on the finaling the console, I'm going to throw this one out there just because I'm the only one playing it still. But if anybody, and I hate to keep going back to Two Worlds because everybody knows that it sucks, but if anybody is like has considered it, like if you heard me say that it's kind of, if you like Diablo or Baldur's Gate, you'd probably like it if you can ignore the problems. Word is, and this is actually, a couple people have emailed the devs, and this is where this comes from. Word is there's a patch at certification with Microsoft right now to fix some of the horse steering issues and the frame rate problems and some other stuff. So hopefully by next week I can report whether or not it did anything. if it changes anything, I'll let everybody know in case anybody's still interested in playing it at all.
I just worry about that patch because it's the same company that did Monster Madness, which is a game that I liked and everybody hated.
Right.
They were supposed to address that game with a patch a couple months after it came out, and now it's been...
Yeah,
it's kind of been forgotten.
Well, and I mean, the thing is, this game never had a chance, because not only did it come out and it was terrible, but, like I said, it's still fun, but it's terrible. I'm not gonna lie to anybody.
It's fun, but terrible.
The frame rate's terrible, the voice acting's terrible, the character models are terrible. But
I thought the voice acting was just hilarious.
It's never going to have a chance because by the time the patch launches, all the November games are going to be out. So
it'll get forgotten.
But if the patch fixes anything and you can find it for $20, I'll let you know.
That's what I'm telling you. Is this game would do well to drop its price right now?
Right.
Put it at $29.99.
Yeah.
And put some of the positive stuff that people say about it on the box, and I think it'll do well. But at $60, people just aren't going
to
buy
people,
it.
And they need to take the it's like Oblivion on steroids.
Yeah, they
off
need
the
to
box,
take that off the box.
It's like Oblivion on horse tranquilizer. But
the horse tranquilizer if you can't steer.
Yeah. But I wanted to throw that out there in the fondling your console section just in case. So. Anyways,
cool.
Move on.
Yeah, if it fixes the problems, then I could change my quote to, it's a lot better
than
the Burger King
games.
Games.
There you go.
All right, but that wraps up fondling your console this week. And I can only imagine, as big as this one was, how bad it's going to be over the next couple weeks.
Don't remind me.
Say goodbye to your paycheck. I don't know, it's Sega.
I don't know, it's Sega.
But anyway, let's hop into news. So do you have one this week?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we're gonna jump into news, so.
And now, News for Gamers internet-style radio program proudly brings to you News Quickies. Brought to you by Jeremiah's Lumberjack Strength Deodorant Paste. If it'll get the stink off a lumberjack, what do you think it'll do for your pansy ass? Now with the news, zero tolerance.
That was good. I like that.
That was a quick one.
That was a quick one. First up, PS3 fans, the Uncharted demo. God, there's something wrong with me today. The Uncharted demo is coming this week, according to Naughty Dog.
Cool, cool.
So you will finally get to try this game.
That looks amazing.
Looks incredible.
Uncharted.
Could be the must-own title right next to Ratchet and Clank this holiday season for the Sony console. So.
Yeah.
Also, and this almost just made me cry, is Metal Gear Solid has been delayed again.
Again.
Quarter 2, 2008 now.
Quarter 2.
At this
nice.
Point, at I, this, I'm saying fall.
Yeah, I really don't think it'll be out in quarter 2 either. Not to disappoint anybody, but I really do think that it'll end up getting pushed to fall.
We could be playing this game a year from now.
Because this is, I mean, this is a huge, huge, huge title for Konami.
Yeah.
And for the PlayStation 3. And, I mean, it'll definitely sell consoles, but Konami has spent a lot of money on this game.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure that they want to try and wait as long as they can until the install base gets a little bigger before they release the game so they can, you know, recoup more of the money that they made off of it. I'm not saying it's not going to sell. I'm sure anybody who's got a PlayStation 3 is going to buy it, but I'm sure they'd probably like the install base to be a little higher before they launch it, just so the people who don't buy a PlayStation 3 for it can increase their sales.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't shock me to see it get pushed to fall.
Kojima Productions, they've been spending a huge amount of money on just the production of this game. I mean, sending their production teams all over the world
right.
just to look at like how buildings look in certain conditions.
Right.
Hiring like supermodels to like model as like the boss characters.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy. They're going all out on this game.
Depending on how well the PlayStation 3 does this holiday season, I think is going to depend on when you'll see Metal Gear next year.
And
because if the PlayStation 3 sells a ton this holiday season and through, you know, March, I'm sure you could probably still see a quarter two release. But if it's if sales are still dragging a little bit, then I think you'll see it get pushed to fall.
Yeah, Konami needs to move at least a million copies of this in its first quarter.
Right.
And they need a bigger install base to do that right now because a lot of people are going to buy it, but I don't think it's going to be one for one.
No.
With the console.
No.
I mean, even Halo wasn't one for one, and that's the most dominant game on the console. I mean, it was 2-1.
Right. Right.
It was pretty damn close, but
so, and I imagine Metal Gear will probably have a similar ratio.
Yeah, should. I mean, that and Final Fantasy
are like the flagships
PlayStation titles. So, but that's some disappointing news. Also disappointing is if you haven't pre-ordered Rock Band, you probably should go do that if you want it this year because it's going to be extremely rare. Because they're only selling it in the bundle, you won't be able to just walk into a store and buy it. It's going to be like the Wii this holiday season. So if you want it, go pre-order it. Otherwise, you're probably not going to get it unless you got a friend in the biz. Also, in case we needed any more games coming out in the same week, Kane and Lynch is Gold, and it got moved up a week. It's now coming out the 13th.
You want to talk about a game that's going to get lost in the shuffle?
It'd be Kane and Lynch.
They definitely should have taken a lesson from EA with Army of Two and pushed it back.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Kane and Lynch.
No, I think it looks fantastic,
but
it's going to get lost.
Get it, but it's going to get lost.
It's
going to
get lost
in
the shuffle.
It's not going to sell anything. Here's a big one. I like this one. This one gets me all tingly. BioWare and LucasArts have apparently teamed up for another game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, snap.
But what is it?
There's a whole lot of rumors.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
They're actually, the Austin studio has been working on an MMO, so there's rumors that it might be a Knights of the Old Republic Star Wars MMO.
No, I don't want it to be.
And there's rumors that it's going to be Knights of the Old Republic 3, obviously.
Oh, I would want that so bad.
But there's a whole bunch of... Oh, yeah. Or there's also rumors that it could be, you know, one of LucasArts' other properties, obviously. Because, I mean, everybody instantly thinks of
Star Wars. Yeah.
But, you know, LucasArts has other properties as well.
And the thing is, a new Indiana Jones movie comes out next year.
Right, and there's
already... there was already a game
that's true.
But
RPG Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I was about ready to say, there's nothing that says that they couldn't make another Indiana Jones in an RPG style.
Yeah, but we wouldn't see it for the movie. It's BioWare.
No. God, no.
Yeah.
Although, you know, interesting news also out of BioWare is, and I'm hoping that this holds true, they're saying that now that Mass Effect is finished, and they'd be using basically, obviously, the same engine for the planned two sequels.
Yeah.
So they're saying they could probably get those out a lot faster than it took to make the first one.
I could believe Mass Effect 2 in 2008 and Mass Effect 3 in 2009. Yeah,
right.
I could see that. And that's fine. A year of time is fine when you've already got the engine.
Right. So that's... And if anybody hasn't seen some of the new trailers on Mass Effect, go to Game Trailers right now. Oh, my God.
Well, and also you got to know that BioWare's got plenty of money now.
Yeah,
with EA behind them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Helm, so,
I'm so jacked for it. So jacked for
it. And I'm so jealous because I won't be able to play it when it comes out.
Yes, you won't. You'll have to come over and check it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to like watch.
It sounded
somebody.
Like a robot there when I said that.
You're gonna have to come over and check it out.
Check it out.
And also too on the Mass Effect vibe. While we're talking about it, if anybody hasn't read the prequel novel, I suggest doing so.
Did you read it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Good. Yeah, it's really, really good.
This game is
and it's actually bad. It's written by the writer of the game. It's not written like the Halo games by a secondary writer. It's written by the writer of the game, and it tells the story leading up to how the main villain in the game becomes the villain, basically.
And I go back to this every time. Is this like the ultimate year? How many perfect tens have we seen this year?
I know.
How many games are you playing that you absolutely adore? And you've still got Super Mario Galaxy, which is destined to get some tens somewhere. I mean, the 1UP review was the first one that got a 9.5.
Right.
And that's just insane.
Right.
That's just a phenomenal game.
Right.
You got Mass Effect, which still has the ability to get a 10. And if Ubisoft did pull off Assassin's Creed, there could be your third title. Rock Band has the ability to get a 10.
All in the same month.
And we've
already had a complete,
you've already had Halo, you've already had BioShock, I mean, you've already had Orange Box, Ratchet and Clank. I mean,
this is going to be the tightest race for Game of the Year of any year.
I'm already trying to write my top 10 list of Games of the Year, and I'm already having to cut shit off.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I'm already having to go, well, I can't have this one and this one because, man, there's too much, and I still haven't played everything.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's very.
Anybody that's going to say, "Oh, miss the good old days again," well, then fucking go there. That's all I'm going to say. Go back and play that shit now. Screw you. I'm going to play this new shit that's just freaking incredible.
Yeah. It's going to be real, real tight this year for Game of the Year.
Oh,
real tight.
I know. I felt so solidly that it was going to be BioShock. And then I'm like, God, Halo's so good. God, Orange Box is so good. Mass Effect, oh, God. It's like Mario Galaxy. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed, I believe, got a 37 out of 40 from Famitsu.
It's amazing that Famitsu got to review that early.
I know.
And, like, no American reviews have come out for it yet.
Yep, 37 out of 40. I think it got two 10s and an 8 and a 9.
I'm kind of curious what the 8 guy said, you know?
Yeah.
It makes me wonder. Well, let's move on. We got a new hot coffee mod. And I'm sure you guys read about this.
Yeah, for a worthless game.
Rockstar just can't seem to... Do they do this on purpose? I mean,
I think
they probably do.
All of the stuff that was censored in Manhunt 2 to get it the M rating, hackers on the PSP have figured out a way to uncover it and let you actually see it in your game.
Oh.
So now you can see all of the stuff that was cut out.
Oh, the AO rated version.
Yes, because all they basically did was take the AO rated version and blur out some of the stuff.
Yeah.
So I think the only thing that was removed was the testicle scene. There was some kind of scene where you get tortured, like, cutting their testicles or something. I'm like, really, who sits around at a board meeting and thinks this stuff up?
Yeah, I've actually, between this and the whole Simpsons game debacle with Rockstar, I'm starting to get a little annoyed with Rockstar and their practices.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
You know, I love the Grand Theft Auto series.
I know what it is. They're attention whores.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah.
I'm one of the few who actually has played all the Grand Theft Autos from back to the PlayStation days. Like, I bought the PlayStation 1.
You mean 3
1
wasn't
one.
The first one?
No. I bought the PlayStation 1 when the day it came out. And, you know, they're really starting to sort of go the wrong direction, I think. You know, they're still making a ton of money, which is, you know, great.
They're still
for
making
that.
A ton of money, but without Grand Theft Auto, I don't think they'd
right.
be.
I want to know when the Bully game comes out for 360.
It's next year.
Yep.
Which I think is a good idea, because it was a great game, and coming out this holiday season, it would have just got buried, just like anything else.
I'd be looking forward to playing Bully.
Yeah, I heard Bully was really good. I never got a chance to play it on the PS2, and I'm really kind of excited now, because it's coming to the 360 and the Wii, so it gives more people a chance to play it.
Played a little bit of it on the PlayStation 2, and it was good.
I think Rockstar makes great games.
Yeah, they
just think they need to stop with this whole...
I think Rockstar makes great games aside from Manhunt.
Well, yeah, Manhunt's a pretty terrible game. And I don't understand if people are like, I just play it for the content. I'm like, and that's the whole reason why they keep making them.
Right.
Because you're playing a shitty game just for the content.
Right.
And it's
but anyways, it's enough of a rant on
some positive news.
Saw 5.
Some positive news now. Overlord is getting 3 new downloadable content packs.
Really?
Which is pretty awesome. The first one's free. It adds split-screen multiplayer and a new map for multiplayer, which is cool. There's a second pack that adds a whole new set of single-player missions.
That's good.
I mean, that's just awesome. Because the game's huge anyway, and you're getting more premium single-player levels, which is awesome. And then the third pack's going to be a bunch of new multiplayer maps. So, which I thought the multiplayer kind of stunk.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's too bad the multiplayer's not better.
But I will buy the single-player missions, because that's awesome.
I
love when they do that. Next up, Blue Dragon anime is coming to Xbox Live Marketplace. First 2 episodes are free.
Nice.
So they get you addicted to the crack, and then you can watch more. For a price.
For a price. Here. I got your sample right here.
And the last piece of news, Namco has announced Soul Calibur Legends is golden.
It's golden!
It's coming out. Soon.
I wonder if it's going to be any good.
We'll see.
I don't know. Last piece I've got, it's a rumor. $99 PS2 next year. It's not really much
of
a rumor.
No, I mean, it's pretty much
expected.
A given.
Yeah, I heard about that, like, a month ago.
Yeah, it's resurfaced again. I guess some retailer has been talking about after the holidays the PS2 would drop to $99, and if you think it sells now, when it goes to $99, it might catch the Wii.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about the fact that, you know, the PlayStation 2 has, you know, a larger, you know, game library than any console on the market. Currently,
I think it has the largest game library in history.
It probably does.
I think it does.
I mean, its only rival might be the original PlayStation or the original Nintendo.
Yeah.
But at $99 with such a huge library, everybody should have one. Everybody ought to own one.
Everybody ought to own a PlayStation 2. They got good games.
Oh, yeah.
That pretty much wraps up the news and fondling. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to do new releases, which this is the first week of November, so gamers' wallets am cry. And then we're going to go back to...
Loser is you.
Loser is you. We're going to go back to answering questions from the reader, so that should be entertaining.
Yeah, sorry we missed that last week.
Yeah, that's coming back.
It's back.
It's back
and it's badder than hell.
It's going to be big.
It's a bad out of... Did you just do a meatloaf?
No, I said it's back and it's badder than hell.
Oh, okay. I thought you were doing a meatloaf reference. I was about to get nervous.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Wow.
No, I won't do that.
Thanks, meatloaf.
Alrighty then. On that note, we're going to
that was such a terrible impersonation that I just did.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we got some more gaming for you. So, Mr. Khan...
Ready, aim, fire! Now I'm fucking round, standing in the line! to do it right.
We are back, and it's time to make your wallet cry. It's time to do new releases for the week.
Womp, 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 womp.
Let's start off. Aqua Teen Hunger Force Zombie Ninja Pro-Am comes out this week. I'm super pumped about this game. It's just because I'm a huge fan of the show.
Yeah.
You were the only person pumped about that game.
Probably, but you know, have you watched the footage of it?
No, it looks great.
It looks really good. It looks it looks literally like random. Just like the show.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense as a game. It's part fighting game, part beat 'em up, part racing game, part golfing game. If any of that makes sense to you.
That's awesome.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense. If you watch the show, it makes perfect sense.
Right.
True that. Also this week, Bratz For Real Though.
It's
For Real
Though.
For Real. For Real Though. That's terrible. Build-A-Bear Workshop comes out this week, which... normally I'd make fun of a title like this, but it's from the American Game Factory, who makes games for kids. So
there you go.
And from what I've seen of it, it looks really kind of cool. I mean, for little kids. So.
Yeah.
Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare comes out this week.
Oh, snap.
There's going to be a lot of people playing that one.
For the DS. And the PS3 and the 360.
Right.
You know.
Oh, the DS version. Sweet.
You know, the DS version is going to be the one that's most played.
Oh, yeah.
You know that.
Multiplayer City.
You dream about it, and you know it. See, it did it again.
It did it again.
Every time I do this list,
oops,
and I click next,
did
it just,
again.
Breaks.
I'm not even going to comment on that.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. Dora the Explorer. Dora Saves Mermaid. Why does that sound like bad English?
Coming out on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
No, Nintendo DS. Oh. What? Dora Saves Mermaid?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Dora saves Mermaid.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
Fire
is.
Emblem comes out this week for the Wii.
Nice.
And so. It's only going to be $20?
Yeah.
No, that's the strategy guide.
Oh, that's the strategy guide.
Game's
oh,
50.
Am I bad? I'm sorry. It's going to be full price.
Go Diego Go. Safari Adventures for the DS.
Go Diego Go.
Go, 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 Diego Go. Wow, that was the last thing on that page. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Shrek the Third. Ogres and Donkeys.
Shrek the Turd.
No, that joke's like older than you are.
Yeah, it's like, come on, people. Like, Shrek, like, as a game, I mean,
the last
come
one
on.
Was pretty fun. I liked it. The little beat 'em up for the Wii and the PS, or the 360 and stuff. I don't think it was bad. Bladestorm.
Oh, okay.
Bladestorm comes out this week, 100 Years of War.
Yeah, I played a demo of that, like, about 3 weeks ago. It was
not so good.
It felt very experimental.
Very experimental. Well, it's Koei. I mean, anything outside of pressing X 1,000 times is pretty experimental.
Right.
Well, you still keep pressing X in this game, but it's just, it's like in a rhythmic motion. You're like issuing like commands and stuff. And
Well, that's coming to PS3 and 360.
Yeah.
Blazing Angels 2 is finally coming to the PS3, so if you missed it on the 360.
Blazing Angels, all right.
Cabela's Big Game Hunter is coming to the PS3.
How many freaking Cabela's Big Game Hunters are they going to release for PlayStation 2?
27.
Chessmaster for PSP.
Woot!
Nice.
Dragon Quest Monsters, Joker.
With bonus.
You're not supposed to read that part.
Oh, am I bad? I just made that part up. You know what I'm saying? It's like with bonus, you get the game. I mean, come on.
Wow.
That's funny. Enchanted comes out for the DS.
Oh, that game sounds magical.
It's from Disney. It probably is magical.
Yeah.
The Fear Files are due out this week for the Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah. I still have yet to play the first one, but I played the demo of the original, and it seemed pretty sweet.
Have you played the demo of Fear Files?
Not Fear Falls.
You better not.
Yeah, I know.
Because it friggin' picks up
because
at the ending.
Spoil alert.
We have Hannah Montana Spotlight World Tour.
For the Wii, but look right below it for the Wii.
Yes, the Hori Wii Digital Arcade Stick.
Nice.
Whoa.
So you can play Guilty Gear. I was trying to think of a fighting game that was on the Wii.
Guilty Gear, yeah. Nice we've recovery, got, Zero.
We've got Whore's Life.
That's Horse.
Oh.
Horse Life.
Although the other one would have been a lot more interesting.
for the DS. We've got Hot Wheels, Beat That.
Beat That! Yeah.
Lego Star Wars, The Complete Saga. And if you say with bonus again, I'm going to kill you. Coming out for the PS3, 360, Wii, DS.
Pretty much everything.
Oh, yeah. Mario and Sonic, the Olympic Games, comes out this week. My French coach, my Spanish coach, my word coach, they're all coming out this week for the DS.
So and the Wii for my word coach.
Oh, that's right. My word coach is for the Wii as well.
They need to release my Japanese coach so I can learn some Japanese on my Japanese DS.
And then, at continuing on, we have the Wii Flood, or the DS Flood coming with Ontamarama.
I don't know what that game is, but it's Atlas. So
that game sounds pretty cool.
What's it about?
I don't know, but judging by the cover, it looks very, very colorful. And it's got a really long name with multi-syllables.
I thought you were going to say something else. It's terrible.
And
it's a music and party game, apparently.
Oh, splendid. Quite fantastic.
Okay. Panzer Tactics for the DS comes out this week.
Oh, that sounds...
So in case you need another Panzer game. Puzzle Day Harvest... Why is it in French or something?
Puzzle Day Harvest...
That's terrible.
I think that's Spanish.
Span this. Seen It with four controllers comes out this week.
Nice.
And then they're going to release a sequel called Hated It.
Silent Hill Origins comes out for the PSP this week.
Oh, yeah. I saw some screenshots of that. That looked really good.
SOCOM U.S. Navy SEALs Tactical Strike comes out for the PSP this week.
Which I've heard is really, really good.
SOCOM's usually really, really good.
Yeah.
The Simpsons game makes its way to the PSP this week.
Nice.
World Series of Poker for the DS and the PSP.
Nice.
Ooh. As well as Cabela's Big Game Hunter for the 360. I mean, I know you're excited.
Oh, yeah.
Hannah Montana also comes to the DS.
Ooh, you can get a Mario Galaxy holiday warp.
And that pretty
with
much,
bonus!
That pretty much wraps up the week.
It does.
It's a bonus.
It's the whole bonus. Week in itself is a bonus.
Oh, that's terrible. That's absolutely terrible. Now we're going to go into the question section, and these date back pretty far. All right, so let's take a look. Our first question dates all the way back to October 10th. But what's funny about this question is he wants us to discuss the fall update, and it still hasn't
happened. Yeah, it still hasn't come out yet.
He wants us to compare PSN and Xbox Live.
Nice. It's interesting.
So, I don't even know where to start with this, because we've talked about this so much.
Yeah, we
make so many comments about it. And really, I just think we need to stick with the original creed is, you know, until PlayStation Network comes up to the level of Xbox Live, there's no reason for Microsoft to make it free.
Right.
When they do make it free, which they need to at some point, because eventually $50 a year is going to sound like a lot to a $150 console.
Right. And once PlayStation Network, finally gets itself, and I don't want to hear any fanboys telling me that I'm wrong, finally gets itself up to par with Xbox Live in terms of features, I'm sure Microsoft will at least lower the cost, if not make Xbox Live free. But, as I've said before, I'm still not convinced that once Home launches, PlayStation Network will be free still.
I'm curious about that. We'll see.
Just because of server load. I mean, you know, once the PlayStation's install base goes up and the online games become more widely available for PlayStation 3 and Home launches, I have a feeling that PlayStation Network will not be free anymore.
Hey.
And they'll recoup their money, if nothing else, by charging a monthly service fee for Home.
I think Home will be free for a price.
Yeah.
Well, I think that Sony's been announcing this new 2.0 update, which is supposed to give you like XMB access in the games.
Right.
It's supposed to be able to allow you to send, you know, cross game chat messages and invites and stuff. But I've also heard that they're going to announce this new theme system, like Xbox does, and they're going to charge for them.
Right.
They're not going to make them free anymore. Which wallpapers on PS3 right now are free.
Right.
Which, if you know anything about tech, technically, you can put anything on your Xbox dashboard you want. Same thing with PlayStation.
Right.
You can put anything on it you want. So the themes and gamer pictures you can't. I mean, unless you got a camera.
Right.
But themes, you can do anything you want. So people that pay for them, it's your own damn fault.
Yeah.
If you can buy them, then it's your own damn fault. I'm guilty of it. I buy some. That ain't no big deal.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, if you're going to complain about them charging, learn how to hook it up to your PC and just do it yourself.
Yeah.
They don't have to have themes at all.
Right.
So exactly. I'll be very interested in that. There's really not much more we can say about that until Sony brings it up to speed. I mean, right now, it's cool that it's free.
Right.
And the games that run online, they run well.
Run smooth.
There's nothing wrong with it, but there's just so many little things missing.
Right.
That still make Xbox Live worth paying for.
Right.
So. Next up, he wants to know, can I read this? It says, if you were going to bring your grandmother some cakes, but you have to pass by 5 trolls which live under the bridge and demand you give them half your cakes when you pass one of them, but then decide that grandma needs some cake to keep her blood sugar up, so they will give you back exactly 1 cake so grandma can live. His question is, how many cakes will you need to leave to ensure you bring grandma exactly 2 cakes? What kinds of cake is made with alcohol? Because grandma likes her booze.
Well, rum cake.
Rum cake.
There you go.
But I would just... I'd take 3 cakes with me. And I'd say, hey, trolls, I got 1 cake here. Who wants it? And they'd all start fighting over it. I'd throw it the other direction and take off running the fuck the other direction with the other 2 cakes.
That's a good strategy.
It is. Trolls aren't smart.
True. No.
True.
They aren't smart.
I guess that's why they live under the bridges.
Yeah.
Well, you cheaper. Know what? Here's the thing. I
you
would
ever tried
just
to
go
buy a
over
house
the bridge.
As a troll?
I'd just go over the bridge.
There you go.
That's my answer. I'd just go over the bridge.
You wouldn't be like Anthony Kiedis and live under the bridge?
No, I wouldn't go under the bridge. Not like Anthony Kiedis, no. I would just go over the bridge.
I don't blame trolls for living under bridges.
And then I'd have all 3 cakes.
And all 3 of them are rum cakes.
And I would eat 2 of them before grandma got her boozing ass on them.
Yeah.
Goddamn drunk grandma trying to eat all my cake.
Next up, he wants to know, does any of the crew PC game? He says he knows the game is Khan plays Guild Wars.
Yeah, I play Guild Wars, and sometimes I play some StarCraft. Because, well, to put it quite frankly, my computer can run those type of games. Unlike a certain game coming out called Crysis.
Well, that's his next question is, have any of us prepared for Crysis? The answer for me, no, because I can't even afford Rock Band.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I can barely afford the console games that I want.
Yeah.
So...
That'd be kind of, I'll just put it to you this way. I probably won't play Crysis until about 7 years from now. Because by that time, an affordable PC by my standards will be able to run Crysis in about 7 years from now.
I don't really PC game as much anymore. I did for a long time. I played Morrowind on both the Xbox and the PC. I used to play, as sad as I am to admit this, for about 2 months I was addicted to World of Warcraft. My name's Ryan, and I'm addicted to World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
And actually, I was also addicted to the much better...
City of Heroes?
City of Heroes, which I've played a ton of. Every now and then, you know, my characters are all still active, so every now and then I activate my membership. It's $15 a month. Every now and then I just pay the $15, activate my membership for a month, play City of Heroes for a little while, and then deactivate it after the month's over.
So what kind of superhero do you have?
I have several.
Really?
I have several. I have City of Heroes and City of Villains, so I have several characters on both sides. So
that's pretty sweet.
It is pretty sweet. It's a great game. And it's cheap, too. So if anybody hasn't played it, it doesn't take a monster of a machine to run it.
Well, that's old, so.
So it's a blast. If you like MMOs and you like superheroes, it's the bomb.
My PC gaming, I used to be heavy into it. I used to get to the whole 3DFX and cards and stuff. I used to play Quake and
I remember back in the day.
Back in the Disney.
Yeah.
Which was a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Take that home. Swallow it.
I remember back in the day, man, you would actually like, disconnect your computer, and me and you would go to like a LAN party somewhere.
Yeah, we used to go LAN party and play StarCraft and Total Annihilation, Quake, and Unreal Tournament and now.
Yeah, we were such geeks back then.
Well, what do you mean? Back we then. Still are.
But we're cool now.
Speak for yourself. Anyway.
Oh.
I'm not cool. But nowadays, I just can't do it. I can't keep up with it. The last PC game I bought, and I know this is really sad, it's like Unreal Tournament 2003.
Wow.
And I started installing it on my machine, and I realized that by the time I got to play it, I didn't want to play it anymore. Because it took me like 3 hours, because I had to install it. It was on like 6 discs or something. And then once I installed it, I had to go download this patch. Then I had to download this driver for my video card.
That's the way it is with every time, speaking of City Heroes, every time I log into it, there's a new patch or something, and it takes forever because I've got to download all the patches that have been through since the last time I played it.
And I just turned off my PC at that point. I'm like, you know, I don't really want to play this game anymore. Right. I'm just done. I don't feel like playing. I don't like playing PC games. I'd much rather sit on a couch and play console games, but that's just me.
Me too.
Yep.
So that pretty much answers that question. I'm going to skip that one. That was by Soul Slayer, by the way, 2006.
Some good questions.
Are you joshing?
Here we go, from TE1F3R. Is that supposed to say something? He only had one post, and he had a question.
Yeah, thanks for coming to the forums.
And he says, well, he also says a big hello from Australia. So an Australian listener. So good day, mate. And that shrimp on the Barbie shit you Americans do is crap because we don't say that shit. Ha ha.
Sure you don't.
Nice.
He says, when do you think the 2.0 update for the PS3 will be out? Which is kind of funny because this question was asked almost a month ago.
Right, and it's still not out.
It's still not out. And he also wants to know what we think will or should be in it.
I think everything you named before should be in it.
The cross-media bar in games, cross-game invites, chats, being able to answer a message. When you're in another game, being able to disable that little thing that pops up and tells you people are online, I think that would be a nice feature. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, basically everything Xbox Live has would be freaking awesome. Better support for Bluetooth devices,
because
they get disconnected all the time, and it's frustrating. I think some behind-the-scenes stuff would be really nice. A better way to sort your cross-media bar. Besides just date and title, I would like some more options to sort. Trying to think what else. Being able to put everything in a folder. Like, instead of just having all the games straight down, like your demos and stuff, just being able to put them in folders. Like, these are demos. These are action games. You'd be able to sort it any way you want, like a PC or something. That'd be cool.
Most definitely.
So, and when do I think it's going to be out? Hell, I don't know. It was rumored to come out on October 30th, but obviously that didn't happen.
Right.
So I can't say Sony's not going to get it out before the end of the year.
You would think.
You'd have to have it out before the end of the year. I mean, that's just a given. And I'm very excited to see what they're going to do with it, because I think there's a lot of opportunity with the PlayStation 3 to do some really cool stuff. And if you want to get a jump on Microsoft, do something they don't do.
Right.
Give you some kind of functionality they don't do. Sony's been good about it, but this 2.0 update, they've hyped it beyond belief. People have just gotten way overhyped about it.
Right.
And that whole shrimp on the Barbie thing, I like shrimp. I mean, come on, who doesn't like shrimp?
Everybody,
I mean, it's good.
You like shrimp on a girl named Barbie?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, we'll skip the Orange Box and Folklore question, because we've talked about the Orange Box in ridiculous amounts, and none of us have played Folklore, the retail version, just because there's too many freaking games out right now.
Right.
But here's a good one, and this one's funny. This is a funny question. It says, developers should make more ways other than teabagging your downed foes. What other kind of actions should developers make available for us to perform?
This is a great question.
You know, I'd like to see more games learn from the MMO style, where you can type in, you know, point and laugh, and your character will point and laugh. That kind of stuff.
Or do a little dance.
Right, yeah, that kind of stuff. That would be... That would be an interesting little innovation. Well, obviously, you wouldn't be able to really do the whole typing very fast unless you have the little
messenger pad. 360.
But you could have a little list of things that you could do,
like in Home.
Yeah,
it brings up that little list. You can do dances and stuff.
Point and laugh. Yeah. Teabag. Pee on them.
I got one thing to say.
R. Kelly.
Saturday Night Fever. Disco.
That's porno music.
Should be able to kick dirt in their face.
Oh, that'd be pretty sweet. Yeah.
Spit on them.
Or how about
thinking about this?
Farmer's knees on them.
I was about to say like he could like bend down and like just fart on the.
There should be a button in every game that just makes your avatar in the game just go ownage. Just in the game, say that. So even people without headsets will hear it.
Noob.
Ownage. They should have that.
Should.
Yeah.
I think you nailed them all. Like, you sat down and thought about this.
I did.
And I didn't even let anybody look at these questions before we did them. He just had them all. You just really want to humiliate, don't
I
you?
I do.
Or how about just kick the living crap out of the corpse? You know, like, pew, pew, pew.
I think you ought to be able to lift their corpse and act like you're taking a picture with it, like with a big thumbs up.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Oh, my God.
Hold out a camera.
You need to be part of a development team.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Next question comes from Kuzmich. Is that how you say it? He's from Lithuania. We got some worldwide listeners.
Yeah.
He wants to know, is such a thing like PS3 versus 360 cross-platform play possible?
I mean, I'm sure it's possible.
I'm sure it's very possible.
It's theoretically.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen. PC to PS3 and PC to 360 is probable.
Right.
But not... console to console.
No. Because there'd have to be shared information between Sony and Microsoft, and that's never going to happen.
It's not going
to
happen.
So. I personally think the only two consoles that would actually, you could even dream of doing that, would be Nintendo and Microsoft.
What are you going to play together, though?
Yeah, but, I mean, even still, exactly. there's certain things that the two companies would have to share with each other in order to make something like that possible.
Yeah, with Nintendo, you'd have to share friend codes.
Well...
You know, some
there's just certain, you know, connectivity issues and stuff like that, and I just don't see it happening. It's possible, but I don't see it happening.
You know something? I think I might be going out a little bit out on the limb with this, but I honestly think that it could be theoretically possible that Nintendo and Microsoft could join.
You think they become one company?
I think we've discussed this before, haven't we?
And the thing is, I only say that because, you know, at E3 a couple of years ago, like Peter Moore was talking about how, oh, for the price of, you know, 360 and the Wii is the same price as the PS3. You know, he was almost condoning buying a Wii with
yeah,
that
but
statement.
Then you have Reggie.
Reggie fees on me.
Takes a stab at Microsoft, whatever chance he gets. What was that really latest quote that was really terrible? He's like, Microsoft, you know, shot their gun, but we just loaded our bullet or something.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that
was really bad, Reggie. Usually you're known for better comments than that.
But if anything, I don't see them becoming one company, but I could see them doing kind of a Sony-Nintendo thing where they work together on a console in the future. That wouldn't shock me.
Yeah.
I could see that happening.
Because think about it. Me being the RPG fan that I am, I never thought that Enix and Square would actually merge because they were both heated competitors
right.
back in the 80s and in the 90s between
right.
Final Fantasy and the Dragon Quest series.
And who would have thought you'd see Sonic on a Nintendo console?
Exactly. I mean...
15 years ago?
I think the next big merger perhaps be... Nintendo and Microsoft, and while at the same time that happens, Sony's going to be like, well, we're Sony. We're the elitist brand, so who are you going to team up with? Apple. Yeah.
All I can tell you is if Nintendo and Microsoft made a console together, I would have an orgasm right there.
Wow.
Because you would have all of Nintendo's first-party stuff.
Yeah.
All of Microsoft's
third-party games.
And
superior hardware and online.
Xbox Live.
Online multiplayer.
Inbox Live.
With Super Mario on the same console
yeah.
as Zelda and Metroid.
It'd be Super Mario Universe online.
Mario Kart on Xbox Live. A man has to dream.
Yeah, that's like...
It'd be pretty amazing.
That's
oh
like
God.
The dream of 1,000 million people.
That's all right.
But it's okay because you know what this guy says? He's from Lithuania and he says, P.S., your podcast rocks.
In capitals.
Thank you, Lithuania.
That's right. Lithuania, we are popular there. Yes.
Woohoo!
Who would ever thought?
And Australia. Australia yes. and Lithuania today.
Yeah.
They loves us.
We are worldwide.
Yep.
Recognize.
That's scary. That is scary that people actually hear my voice
in Lithuania.
Yeah.
They're like, God, Americans are pot smoking down Central people.
Whoa, dude.
But our last question that we have on this list, and we're going to have to bump this thread to get some new questions.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
All up in here. But is from PRBK Man. He used to be known as Lil Bush.
Lil Bush.
Which was one of our...
Yeah. Sent us a ton of questions.
Ton of questions.
I remember him.
His question is, Halo 3 already out? What's your guys' top three games for the end of this year? And I think this can go great places today.
Oh, it could go great places today.
So we have to pick three games for the rest of the year. That's not counting... And the latest release was Simpsons, Naruto, and all that stuff. From here on out.
From here on out.
What is your top three?
From here on out.
From here on out.
Here and now.
Easy.
For the rest of the year.
That's easy.
Hit it. You first.
Mario Galaxy. Boom. Assassin's Creed.
Boom.
Mass Effect.
Wow.
That's my list, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Those are my most anticipated games. Yeah.
I really thought this would get more conversation. Two people with the same list.
It's like, boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it's like Mario jumping boom, on boom, turtle
boom,
shells.
Boom, boom, boom. Wow, I'd have to throw Mass Effect in there, obviously.
Right.
I mean, I just have to.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Come on, Galaxies? Are you kidding? You got
to
put it
in. No,
I'm
trying to think of a third.
Oh.
I mean, Galaxies obviously is my second most anticipated, but I'm debating on the third one because, like, Rock Band.
Yeah.
I think Rock Band is probably in my top three.
You know what? You know what's kind of killing my anticipation for Rock Band right now, to be honest with you? Is the track list.
Yeah, I'm not
fan. Sold on the track list
I'm not
at
either.
All.
I mean, there's like not hardly any songs on there.
I mean, before Rock Band was even announced, how many times did we talk about how awesome a game like Rock Band would be? And, you know, here they're finally releasing it, and I'm not sold on the track list.
I was sold on a couple of the songs, like Weezer. At
right.
first, but then I played My Name is Jonas on Guitar Hero, and I'm kind of like, well, this isn't really fun.
Yeah. Coming at it, I loved the Karaoke Revolution games.
Yeah.
And, you know, from a vocal standpoint, like, whoever's going to be the lead singer when you're playing Rock Band, the songs really aren't that good.
Well, what kills me about the game is, and there's a few things that people don't know. Did you know when you play online, you can't hear the singer?
You're kidding me.
No, you can't hear him. Because
that
kinda
sucks.
Because of the way the lag and stuff works,
right.
It's not possible to do. Not to mention it sounds like shit.
Right.
You won't hear the vocals if you're not the singer. So that's one thing. The second big thing is, you know, the 360 version is not wireless.
Right.
It comes with a hub.
Right. With its own power supply.
With its own power supply. So you have to plug it in. So that's another thing you have to plug in. So when you play Rock Band on the 360, there's just wires
everywhere.
Plus power supply.
Man.
So my enthusiasm for Rock Band is sort of slipping a little bit. As much as I think it's incredibly innovative and I think it's probably going to be awesome, I'm not sold on the track list and I'm not sold on the plug it in hub.
Well, I think the biggest thing with Rock Band for me is the fact that it's only going to be fun with four people.
Right.
By the solo career itself, the songs are not appealing on guitar.
Right.
They're not all that appealing on vocals.
Right.
Bass is never appealing.
Right. And, I mean, the drums will be cool.
The drums, it should have just been a drum game.
Right.
And in all honesty, it should have just been like Drum Hero or something.
Does anybody know if it's going to be any compatible with any USB mic?
That I do not know.
Or does it have to be the Rock Band
I know
mic?
It doesn't work with the headset.
Right, like but I have a USB mic, so I'm wondering if it'll... Because if it, you know, to me, if it's... Now, here's the other question. Does anybody know if the Guitar Hero 3 guitar is going to be compatible with?
It is not compatible with
See,
Rock Band.
That's some crap right
that's
there.
That's
huge. Yeah.
But also the Rock Band guitar doesn't work
with
Guitar Hero.
Which is just junk.
But the Explorer does.
Right.
The Guitar Hero 2 Explorer works with the 360 Rock
so,
Band.
So, you know, seriously, I'm thinking I might pick up the game Rock Band, the drum kit, and a used wired Guitar Hero 2 controller for the 360.
But by the time you buy all that, it'd be the same price.
It's still
price.
Cheaper than the bundle. Guaranteed.
$80 for the drums, $60
Jesus
for the game.
Jesus Christ, I didn't know the drums were
$80. They're $80.
Jeez.
That's more expensive than the game.
Well, yeah. The drums are $80, the guitar is $80, or $70 or something. The mic is like $30, and then game is $60.
The guitar by itself is $60
or $70. $60 or $70, yeah.
When the Guitar Hero 3 game and guitar is $100.
Yeah. Of course, the Guitar Hero guitar by itself is probably $80.
Still.
Because it's wireless.
Right.
So.
That's ridiculous.
And the sad part about that is you won't be able to buy that till next year separately.
Right.
This year, it's only the bundle.
Right. And, I mean, really, the price is another thing that's killing my anticipation for it.
You're killing my whole third anticipated
well,
game.
I mean, I'm sorry. You know better than anybody that I've been really looking forward to Rock Band for a long time, but I'm just not as jazzed about it anymore as I was.
I'm not either, and it really hurts my feelings because I really think it's going to be good.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
And it's like, you know, you look at the price point of it, and I'm like, I don't know. I have $170 with everything else coming out.
Right.
I don't know that I want it more than other stuff coming
right.
out. Like, I know I'm going to play the shit out of Call of Duty. Problem with Rock Band is I've heard the online is kind of it's
shaky.
Not as fun.
Right. Well, I was about ready to say, your best bet with Rock Band might be to find 3-4 guys that you know you're going to play it with
yeah.
and all chip in and buy one bundle.
Package.
Right.
Yeah.
And just, you know, keep it at somebody's house because you know you're only going to play it with, you know, 4 people.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, that sounds like a plan right there.
I mean, I want to play it, and I think it'd be fun with multiple people, but if you don't have multiple people to play it with, I don't think it's a buy.
And I didn't know about the not being able to hear the singer over live. That's going to kind of throw everything off.
Yeah, that was on the 1UP show this week. They did a big preview about Rock Band, and I mean, they all liked it. They all had a really good time with it, and they love playing it together, but it's not for the Guitar Hero player.
Right.
That just can sit there and play by themselves.
It seems like the drummer was... having the most fun.
Yeah,
oh,
the
yeah.
drums are like the reason to buy the game.
Yeah,
they
right.
are. It's not the guitar. It's not the singing. It's the drums. That's why everybody wants this game. So that's why I think it should have just been Drum Hero or something.
I think they should have had a keyboardist as well.
That seems a little much, though. Because like, then you got to limit your songs to only songs that have keyboard.
No.
You can only have tracks on your game that have keyboard. I mean, they already had to fight the track list anyway because they had
yeah.
to put songs in there that had a lot of vocals, a lot of guitar, a lot of bass, and a lot of drums.
Which is where they ran into a problem, I
yeah.
think. Because, like I said, vocally, the songs aren't really all that appealing.
No.
You know, and guitar here, or guitar-wise, there's only a couple songs that are really, like Enter Sandman is probably a little appealing guitar-wise.
But one is so much more appealing
guitar-wise. Yeah, absolutely.
And you look at it from that perspective, like the Weezer song. That's
right.
not very appealing
guitar-wise, yeah.
and it's very not appealing drum-wise.
Right.
You know, because it's like...
It's just...
Yeah. I mean, that's it. Exactly. So it's...
And that's it.
It's... I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. And I'm trying to think of... And there's so much other stuff coming out. I would probably say my third most anticipated be Call of Duty.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks fantastic.
I love the beta.
Fantastic.
I was in the beta, and I loved it. Absolutely love it. So I had to say Galaxy, Mass Effect, and Call of Duty would definitely be my top 3.
Excellent.
So the last thing that we want to cover this week, and we're just going to touch on this a little bit because it sparked so much controversy.
Yeah.
Is we made a comment last week. Actually, I made the comment.
Oh, it was you, huh?
Yeah, but I didn't see much argument about it.
No, there was really no argument. Really only one person objected to the comment.
But basically, we said, or I said, that fanboys aren't gamers. And we would like to clarify this. We'd like to bring up some points about this, because apparently somebody took a real big offense to this, saying that it's wrong to say that fanboys aren't gamers. And his argument was obviously that they still play games, but here's the difference. A fanboy hates games because it's on a specific system. You're the same guys that are crying because Devil May Cry has gone multi-platform.
Right.
You're accusing Capcom of stabbing you in the back. Do you realize that Capcom made games before Sony ever thought of a console? Are you aware of that? Probably not, because as we said last week, you're not a gamer.
Right, and you probably haven't been playing games very long.
Exactly, because you can't... It's okay to have a console preference.
Everybody has a console preference. It's not... I mean, there's no such thing as a person playing games out there right now who loves all three systems equally.
No, they always have their preference. When they buy a game on a system, they'll go, well, I'm going to buy it on this system because I like the system
right.
more. And that's always going to happen. You're always going to favor a console. There's no doubt that everybody on this podcast is 360 favored.
Yeah.
There's no questioning that. but we're not going to hate games like Ratchet and Clank.
No, absolutely
or
not.
Or Uncharted because they're on another console.
Right.
I mean, we talk about, we sat here, how much have we talked about Galaxy in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, no doubt.
And all of us will make fun of the Wii.
Right.
9 times out of 10, if there's a multi-platform game, do you think anybody in this room is going to buy it on the Wii?
Absolutely not. No, and you know, and that's, it's perfectly natural. Every single person, if any game journalist tells you that they don't have a console preference, they're lying to you. If any person on the street, any GameStop employee, anybody you talk to tells you they don't have a console preference, they're lying to you.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a huge difference between having a console preference and being such a rabid, blazing fanboy.
A blazing.
That not only do you refuse to play games on another system, but you spend all your time tearing the system down and tearing down fantastic games on another system.
Yeah.
360 fanboys have been doing it, as an example, 360 fanboys have been doing it for 2 weeks with Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, yeah.
And it's ridiculous because Ratchet and Clank, fantastic game.
It is.
Fantastic.
Even if you don't like the genre, even if you don't like the series,
right,
you cannot deny how fucking awesome that game
right
is.
Right. But 360 fanboys, 2 weeks, have been tearing it down. And they all point to GameSpot's 7.5 review. You know what? It's a fantastic game. The only reason they're tearing it down is because it's not on the 360. PlayStation fanboys tear down Halo all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Call it Halo 2.5, just like they did with Halo 2.
They call it Galo.
And, you know, the only reason they're doing that is because it's not on PlayStation 3. Those are fanboys. Gamers follow games. Fanboys follow a console.
Yeah. That pretty much wraps it up. And then I thought it was funny that the guy that got his panties in a bunch told me that I wasn't comfortable with the fact that I was console preferred to the 360. I have no problem admitting it.
Right.
I own one PS3 game right now. And it's because it's only on that console.
Yeah. I mean I own one game on the Wii right now, and it's Zelda. I mean, but that's, you know, Once Sony starts cranking out good games, which they're starting to do now.
Oh, yeah.
Once Nintendo starts throwing out their heavy hitters, like they're starting to do now, you can better believe that my library is going to increase.
But anytime a multi-platform title comes out, I'm always going to buy it on the 360. And if you prefer to buy it on the PS3 instead of the 360 and you own both, that's fine.
Yeah.
There's nobody going to criticize you for that.
No. Some people like the controller better on the PlayStation 3.
Somebody likes the fact they don't have to play for Xbox Live.
Boom.
And there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to be a PlayStation 3 preferred, by all means.
If you like the Wii the best,
hey, go for it.
Go for it. Buy whatever you want to on it.
Do what you got
to
do. Keep your 360 and your PS3 for the exclusives, because you know what? Every single console has exclusive games that are worth playing.
Right. And that's the other thing, too, that we got criticized for, or at least I got criticized in the thread for a couple things. Number one was saying that people shouldn't have a problem with their favorite games going multi-platform, and I was accused of wanting every system to look exactly the same and have the exact same games. It's not at all the case. Every game system is always going to have its exclusives. It's what makes the system. But you can better believe that if my favorite game series goes multi-platform, I'm going to be happy as hell, because that means that all the people who couldn't play it before on, you know, let's say PlayStation 3 and the Nintendo Wii, that mean they can play it now.
Yeah. I mean, Devil May Cry is like the foundation of this argument.
Right.
And I think it's a great idea to put it on a 360, because Capcom looks at it like 360 owners, they buy almost every damn game that comes out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, every time your friends list, every time a new game comes out, it's like plastered with that game. When Devil May Cry comes out, I will guarantee you, and I made this statement in the forums, it will sell more on the 360 than it does PS3.
Oh, I guarantee it does.
I will guarantee you that. And Capcom will look at that, and they'll be like, hell yeah. Because otherwise, if we'd put it PS3 only, that game would not have made us as much money, so we can't make Devil May Cry 5.
Right.
You know, and that's the way it should be.
You should be, if you're rooting for anybody in the console war, you should be rooting for the developers that are making you games. I mean, don't root for the 360 as a console, and don't root for the PlayStation 3 as a console or the Wii as a console. Root for the developers that are putting games out that are ridiculously good that you're completely ignoring because they're on another system.
Yeah, and seriously, stop holding on to what these developers say about consoles, because you're always going to have one or the other.
Right.
Console developers are always going to prefer to work on one console.
Because developers are gamers, too.
Exactly. And they're going to sit there and they're going to be like, well, you know, with the PS3, we were able to do so much more stuff. And I'm like, well, you know what? You can go talk to anybody else and they'll tell you the same thing about the 360.
Right.
Because it's easy to develop for. They love working with it. Same thing with the PS3. Well, we like it because it has so much power. Don't hold on to that like it means something.
Right.
These games are going to come out, and I guarantee you that it doesn't matter which version you have. Yes, we give shit to games that come out on the PS3 and they have bad frame rates, or they have this, or they have that. We understand why. It doesn't make them bad games.
Right.
You can't say that a little slowdown in Splinter Cell made that game much worse than it was on the 360.
No.
I mean, unless they made it unplayable.
Right.
Which I find that very hard. I never played it, but I find it very hard to believe.
Right.
I played Ghost Recon on the PS3, and people were like, well, it didn't do this, didn't do that. I'm like, played just as good.
Right.
It was the same damn game.
Right.
So it was 6 months late. Boo-hoo.
Yep. And then you got Stranglehold that just recently came out.
And that's another story that just gets overblown, is the fact that Midway said they had problems with the Unreal Engine on the PS3. Big deal. They worked them out. Everything will be fine now.
Right.
And I'm so tired of this, which platform should be lead platform. Who cares?
Who cares? Just play the games when they come out. Don't people get way too wrapped up in the whole Sony's winning, Microsoft's winning, Sony's winning.
It's all politics.
Yeah. It's exactly what
it's like
it is.
They're turning video games into freaking...
Well, you're turning gamers against gamers, and that's the worst thing you can
right.
do. You should all just play the games and be heavy.
Right. That's what I said. People are getting so wrapped up in the, well, I only like Sony games and I only like Xbox games, that they're failing to realize that the video game industry is exploding all around them in ways that no one could have imagined 15 years ago. I mean, the industry is so huge now, and it's pulling so many gamers in from so many different areas. The last thing that the industry needs is for people to be fighting amongst themselves and bitching and boycotting websites when they give, you know, a game a low review score. You know, I mean, the whole Ratchet and Clank thing with GameSpot. They give Ratchet and Clank a 7.5, and people go nuts. You know what? It's one guy's opinion. If you don't agree with it, don't agree with it. It was, you know, he reviewed it, he thought it was a 7.5. You know, do I agree with his review? No. I don't think his review was right. But people talking about crashing GameSpot's site and stuff like that, you know what? You're no better if you're willing to crash GameSpot's site because they reviewed a game and you didn't agree with it because it's on the PlayStation 3 and you think it should get a better score, and you're willing to crash their site for it, you're no better than the people who are trying to censor Manhunt 2 or any other video game.
No.
You're no better. Because regardless of whether his opinion is shared by you or not, he has a right to tell you what it is.
And that's all a review is, and we discussed this a couple weeks ago, is you have to really look. This day and age with so much available media, you have to know who to listen to when you read your game reviews. And you can't go, well, it's GameSpot, IGN, or EGM, or whatever. You have to go, is it, you know, Dan Hsu?
Right.
Is it, you know, Jeff Gertzman from IGN, or from GameSpot?
Is it Dave Halverson?
Exactly. You have to look at that, and you have to say, hey, does this guy like games that I like?
Right.
Because if you don't, you're just looking at a number. I guarantee you that 90% of these people out there who are pissing and moaning about this score, you didn't even fucking read it.
Right.
You had no idea why he gave it a 7.5.
Right. And, you know, to be completely fair to the side that's disagreeing with him, his reasons were bunk, in my opinion. But that's my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wants to review it and give it a 7.5 for what he gave it for, it's, you know, perfectly well within his rights to give it that.
That's exactly what I was talking about earlier with Jericho. I don't agree with people giving it threes.
Right.
But it's their opinion.
Right.
If they don't want to like it, that's fine.
Right. And you know what? If you don't like it, don't read their reviews. That's fine.
No.
But don't try and crash their site. Don't hack their site. You know, don't... People have just been blowing this so far out of proportion that they're spending so much time attacking GameSpot for giving a 7.5 that they're almost ignoring the fact that it's getting 10s and 9s from everybody else.
Yeah, that's the only thing that should matter, is if you go read a site that you like, that you respect, that you trust, make sure it's the reviewer that you know and that you agree with, read his review.
Right.
If, you know, if he gave it a 10 and somebody that you give two shits about gave it a 7.5, why do you care?
Right.
I just don't understand that. I mean, they're taking one little aspect of this whole thing. And then they're like, well, it's going to bring down the game ranking score. I'm like, who gives a shit?
Right. If you...
Yeah.
I mean...
It's going to bring down the average. Oh my God, that's the end of the world.
And you know what? On the flip side of that, you have people who have taken the GameSpot rating. We're giving GameSpot a lot of free press today.
Yes, we are.
But you know what? It's been a big story the last couple weeks. So, you have people that are holding on to, and they do this with every game. You have, let's say a game comes out on the PlayStation 3, and it gets nines from everybody, and then a 7 from one website. And the Sony guys spend all their time attacking the one website who gave it a 7, and the 360 guys spend all their time pointing at the one site that gave it a 7 and saying, ha, see, I told you this game sucks. You know, and everybody ignores the good reviews and focuses on the crappy review. And you know what? That's why they gave it a crappy review. So because they know everybody's going to go to their site.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of whether they agree with the review or disagree with the review, everybody's going to go to that website.
Give them a hit.
Right, exactly.
And that's all websites are about.
So if you don't like it, don't bitch about it. Just don't go to the website. And you know what? They'll stop doing it.
And you know something? It's funny that you're talking about this because I think I myself am slightly guilty of... Well, it's actually a little bit of a story. I buy Edge magazine, right? It's a European magazine.
Notoriously hard reviewers.
Yes. But they have really good articles about, like, classic games. They have really, like, some of the editor, like just things that they would, like, write about. Very intriguing on a philosophical level of gaming. It's really good reading. But anyway, I was looking at the reviews, and I saw BioShock, and they gave it an 8. And I was just like, what? They gave it just an 8? And I was just like, oh, my God. And I actually read the review, too, and it still made me mad. And I don't agree with what the reviewer said. So I was thinking to myself, man, I'm going to boycott this magazine. I'm not going to buy this magazine ever again. And I was like, oh, what's that other European gaming magazine? I'm not going to name the other magazine. But I went to the, I was at the game, not game store, but the magazine store. And I picked up the other major European gaming magazine. And I was reading through it. I probably stood there for about 20 minutes, like skimming the magazine. And I came to the conclusion, hey, this isn't as good as Edge. Edge is a better magazine.
Right.
So you know what I did? I bought the newest issue of Edge, and I was like, I can see past that review because the overall magazine is
well, that's the same
much
thing
better.
With a lot of magazines, like with Play, for instance.
Yeah.
Dave Howerson loves everything.
Right.
But I still love to read his shit.
Right. The magazine's fantastic.
The magazine is beautiful from an artistic direction and from a writing perspective because those writers in that magazine are excellent. I love reading EGM as much shit as it gets. It's like my favorite magazine just because the articles are so damn good.
Yeah, EGM has really good articles.
But that's the thing. I don't, and I shouldn't say trust, but I don't really read EGM's reviews because I know that Game Informer usually matches up pretty well with my personal preference.
Yeah.
And I know that other websites that I won't name also match up well with my personal preference. So, you know, that's the thing. Instead of complaining about a bad review, find out which reviewers, you know, match up with your personal preference and use those reviews to guide your purchasing.
That's the way it should always be.
Right. Don't blow up and complain about one review score from a site that you probably don't care about anyway, from a reviewer that you've probably never read a single review of his in your life. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've got a reviewer that you like who's usually spot on with what you think, and they give a game that you really like a 2, then you might have an issue. But I don't know.
You can relate this to anything, and gamers should know that gamers aren't usually solo people. They usually have friends that they talk about games with.
Right.
And you know that it's just like anything else. If you always have different kind of gamers in your little circle of friends, and just to use an example that's pertinent to this conversation, I'm not going to ask Gambus Khan what he thinks about a first-person shooter.
No, absolutely not.
I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, just like you're not going to ask me what I thought about an RPG.
Right.
Yeah.
You're just not, because I'm going to tell you something that you're
even
not going
to
like.
Even though I would be interested a lot of the times in what your opinion would be of an RPG that you were in the middle of playing.
Well, yeah, you would ask me what I thought of it.
Yeah.
But what I tell you is not going to sway your decision on whether or not you're going to buy it.
Yeah.
I could tell you that Blue Dragon was the biggest piece of shit I've ever played. Is that going to stop you from buying it?
No.
Exactly. So why should his opinion be any different than some guy on the internet who gets paid to write, you know, 6 paragraphs of text about a game?
Right.
Yeah, it's almost like if you're on the internet, you know, you're open for scrutiny if you make one little mistake.
Well, that's the way the world works.
Or if you say one little thing that someone disagrees with, you know,
that's where this whole conversation spawned from, is any time that we say something on this podcast, and we try to watch ourselves constantly, but when we make a mistake, that's the only part of the podcast that people point out.
Right.
And I think that's hilarious. I'm like, you didn't enjoy the other 90 minutes of conversation. You want to focus in on this one bad thing. And that was the one thing out of last week's episode that came out, was that we said fanboys weren't gamers.
And you know what? They're not, and I stand by it. Because seriously, there's a difference. Like I said, if you go read the thread on the forum, I said that there's a difference between playing games and being a gamer. There's a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
Because anybody can play games. And if you just have one console, which we're not talking about people here who can't afford all three consoles. Because
no.
You know what? I can't afford all three consoles.
Exactly.
We're talking about people who make a conscious decision to pigeonhole themselves into one video game system. You're missing out on so much. Whereas if you were a gamer, you would find a way to play those games.
If you were playing them in somebody else's house.
Right.
Or if you were playing them in a demo unit in a store.
Right.
Whatever. You can still say that they're good games, you enjoy them, you just can't afford them.
Right.
Nobody's going to fault you for that.
Right.
But if you're going to literally tear down a game just because it's on another console.
Right.
You're just not a gamer.
Let me put it this way, and this will kind of bring it home for some people, I think. Gamers are people who, let's say, own a PlayStation 3, and when Lair came out, they said, man, that game's a piece of trash. Fanboys were people who, when Lair came out, they said, well, it's got to be good, it's on the PlayStation. That's the difference. That's the difference. If you are defending games or you know, blowing games up only because they're on a system of choice, then you're not a gamer. You're a console fanboy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were a gamer, you would look for a game that was really good. You would praise games that are good, not a console. There's a big difference. Big difference. And I'm going to keep chopping my knee until I get the point in. Big difference.
Yeah.
This point is never going to make it across to certain people.
No, it's not.
And it's really kind of sad.
No, it's not.
It's because this industry has gone from just the elite little circle that we used to have, where nobody ever talked about.
To a whole bunch of elite little circles.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, nobody, we didn't have, I mean, there were console wars when we were kids, but still, you know, you love going over to your buddy's house to the system that you didn't have and playing it.
Yeah, right. The console wars were between the corporations.
Right.
Yeah.
And now people want to take it to the next level and have it being between individual people.
Yeah, the gamers are the ones fighting amongst themselves now.
Yeah.
I mean, the corporations don't even do it.
The internet has made information so widely available that you have, I mean, maybe I'm different, but, you know, when I, let's just say during the Nintendo Sega Wars, it was all about, if you were bragging about having a Super Nintendo, or if your friend was bragging about having a Genesis, it was always, well, you know, I've got this game, and I've got this game. Well, that's okay, because I've got this game and this game. And then, you know, yeah, you were a little jealous, but you still wanted to play it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, instead of most of the bickering back and forth that you see now between 360 and the PlayStation 3 camp isn't, well, PlayStation 3 has, you know, Metal Gear and Final Fantasy, and Xbox has Mass Effect and Halo. Well, there's some of that. But most of it is, PlayStation has the cell processor, and the 360's fill rate is higher. And, you know, nobody cared about that stuff.
No, we didn't
It was
care.
All about the games. And if you find yourself arguing back and forth with somebody about fill rate and processor speed, then you're not talking about games anymore. You're talking about tech, and there's a difference.
Hey, Super Nintendo had Mode 7, and Sega Genesis had
blast processing.
Yes.
Yes, because we used to argue that on the playground.
Right.
We were talking about, I'm playing Sonic, I'm playing Mario World.
Exactly, and that's the difference, is people don't argue about games anymore. They argue about the specs on the console, and, well, the PlayStation has two 256 megabytes of RAM, and one of them's running at 3.2 gigs, and one of them's running at 700 megahertz.
You know someone's going to correct you on that.
I think I'm correct, actually. Somebody might correct me on it, but I think I'm correct.
Actually,
that there's two sticks of RAM in the PlayStation.
Yeah, Mr. Poindexter is going to point it out to you.
But, you know, if you're arguing about that kind of stuff, you really need to take a step back and ask yourself why you care about video gaming in the first place.
It's not
because
about
you don't
the
care.
Hardware.
Yeah,
it's
you
never
don't
been
care
about the hardware.
You don't care about video games because the PlayStation 3 has that RSX chip and a cell processor. You care about video games because of the video games.
Hardware doesn't move hardware. Software moves hardware.
Exactly.
It's always been the case. It doesn't matter what's in it. It doesn't. The Jaguar was technologically advanced, and why didn't it sell? That's right, because it didn't have any games.
Right. Play games, not consoles.
Yes.
We preach it every week.
The N4G podcast radio motto. Live it. Say it every day when you wake up.
That's all you got to say every time you turn on your console. Just play these games. Don't play the console. Well, I think that's...
So that's our rant.
Yeah, and the thing is, right now I'm really hating the 360, you know, because it's glowing red.
And you should. That's,
you should.
That's a bitch. And it is. It's not right.
But I still want to play the games.
Of course, because they're so damn good.
Yeah,
and
right.
That's the thing.
When I see people defending Microsoft for the Red Ring of Death thing, I'm like, you know what? We've defended their decision to, you know, give the 3-year warranty and to fix broken consoles. It's a fantastic decision. But you know what? There's still no excuse for the console brick in the first place. No.
Exactly.
And when I see people
especially
online
after that money
defending the Red Ring, it pisses me off.
Oh, yeah.
If I see somebody defending the Red Ring, I just dismiss them.
Just like when I see, you know, people on Sony, in the Sony camp, defending games like Lair, it pisses me off. It does. And you know what? Who am I to talk? I like Two Worlds. And I'm sure that there are people out there that like Lair.
I'm sure.
But there are people who, you know, that they played Lair, and the only reason they even tried to enjoy it is because it was on
PlayStation. Well, that's the difference between people that actually like the game because of what it is and the people that like it because they feel like they have to.
Right.
You don't like Two Worlds because you feel like you have to.
No.
You just like it because it's something
you
like.
In fact, I feel embarrassed that I do. But I enjoy it because I like playing the game.
That's okay. There's a lot of games like that with me. I mean, people dog Conan, and here I am talking about how much I loved it.
Right, and Cocteau Chojin.
Yeah, Cocteau Chojin, and I was like, you know, I enjoyed it. I guess it was because I got it for free.
Well,
I'd have paid for it, I'd have been pissed. You
know? Yeah, that game was ass.
There's a lot of games that are ass that are terrible. I mean, there's what was that old PlayStation game, Project Overkill, that everybody hated?
Oh.
And it's one of my favorite games ever.
Yeah,
and it
terrible.
Just doesn't make any sense because it's like it's not a very good game. It's actually quite terrible.
Right.
But I love it.
Right.
It's not about... And I don't feel like I have to. Hell, I don't even remember who made it. I really don't.
I don't either.
That's how bad it was. It was such a terrible game, but I loved it. I mean, it's just, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
Play the games, man.
Play the games.
And live it.
Don't worry about what console it's on. I mean, you can worry about it if you've only got one console.
Yeah, then you should be upset when they say, oh, well, this game's only coming to 360. You're like, right. Damn, I can't play it. But don't go, damn, it sucks because I can't play it.
Right.
That's the difference.
Right. There you go.
That's the way the world works.
Be like, oh, it would have sucked anyway. It's not even coming to, you know, 360.
Yeah, it's not coming to 360. It's not coming to PS3. It's not coming to Wii. It's a terrible game.
Exactly.
So, but that pretty much wraps up the show. That was a good one.
That was a good little rant at the end. We'll catch some flack for that, but I don't care.
I'll sure have to hear it again. Yeah, but you know what? These people that complain about it, this is why we do this podcast, because you guys take this shit way too seriously.
Yeah.
Stop listening to this, analyzing what we're saying, and just play the games once you're done listening.
Yeah, I mean, if you're so hung up on tech specs and all that, you should become a system analyst or get a degree in computer science, you know, and...
Yeah, apply this somewhere else besides arguing on the internet.
Yeah, arguing on the forums. I mean, it's really quite sad in a way.
You waste too much time typing walls of text instead of playing games.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week. So we're going to bump the Ask a Question thread because we need some new questions.
Yes.
And next week we'll come back and we'll be talking about some more games. Not consoles. We'll be talking about games.
Some games.
Yeah, some games.
So until next week, Mr. Colin, if you would be so kind.
The sun will rise, burning faces staring back at it. You'll see the light as it shines, oh so bright. You can't deny what we had was something special. And I wait on the day when you are finally out of my mind. The day.
I was at Best Buy listening to it, like, on my headphones, and I just started laughing, and people around me were just, like, looking at me real
strangely.
Should have
let them listen to the fucking show.
You need to hear this.
Yeah, you need to hear this.
This is News for Gamers Podcast Radio, bitch.
Don't you know? And they'd be like, oh, I know that site. That's right.
Yeah.
You guys rock and roll.
I should send those guys a check for $21.50.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Why 21.50?
I don't know.
It's a nice number.
It was the first number that popped into my head.
It's very obscure.
You can make it 61.50 if you want.
I was hoping 21.50 with no decimal points. That'd make me happier.
That'd be nice.